Take your Bibles. I'm going to go ahead and get right into it this evening then. Romans chapter 12. I'm going to go ahead and read verses 17. We'll read verses 17 through 21 responsively. Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. And verse 21 is our text verse for the night. Let's stand for the reading of the Word of God. I'll read and then you read Romans 12, verses 17 through 21. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as little of all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Let's read verse 21 together. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Our Heavenly Father, we sure do love you. And Lord, tonight I need your strength. I need your clarity, Lord, to fall upon my lips this evening, Lord. I just pray, dear God, that you just fill me with your power. Pray, God, that you'd open every heart tonight as I preach. And may we leave here a little bit closer to you than when we came tonight, Lord, as a result of us being here. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Seems like everywhere you look, everywhere we go today, it seems like we're bombarded with evil at every side. You go down to the checkout counter at a store, at any store for that matter, you see tabloids with filthy covers and gossip columns. Your once innocent TV ads have to promote some women half-dressed to advertise whatever it is. Rock music seems to be always playing in the advertisements in every store you go in. You hear the rock music in the background. Rock seems to be playing in every store at the mall. You walk down the mall and it seems like almost every store in the mall, you can't but see a half-naked man or woman dressed on the walls and as you walk through. Our society's become very flippant about what we wear. Homosexuality has become a norm in our society today. Thanks to Ellen DeGeneres and Rosie O'Donnells of the world, homosexuality is just the norm. It seems like it's just a way of life today. And by the way, God's going to judge big time for that. Today's music promotes one's sexuality, rebellion against authority. It promotes drugs, it promotes witchcraft, and it seems to be pumped into our minds everywhere we go. Seems everywhere we go, the wickedness of the world and the devil's evident. And tonight, we're gonna kind of answer the question: how do we escape it? What do we do? The Bible says in verse number 21, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Evil's all around us, but I do thank God this evening. And I was thinking this week a little bit about our church and how good God has been. Maybe by the end of the sermon, you may wonder, preacher, you know, when you think about the good things of God, you're happy and excited. I'll be happy and excited as I go tonight. I am very, very happy, but boy, I'm really mad at the devil. I'm mad that he wants to poke at our bus kids, and you go ahead, and it doesn't take much. You visit a typical bus route. You see the sin is all over the homes and all over the area, and the sin that gets pumped into these little boys and girls' mind, the music you hear in their homes, and the no parental authority, if you will. I sadly went by visiting some of our kids yesterday, and Mama wasn't home. Mama wasn't home. I know for a fact Mama wasn't home. And the oldest is 9 years old. And, you know, I left there frustrated. I left there with a tear in my eye. I said, God, you got to place a hedge of protection about them kids. Evil's all around us. But I do want to say tonight, I thank God for a little island here in Carver, Massachusetts, that's open every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m., 10:45, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday night at 6:30. I'm glad that we don't go ahead and we don't have our summer hours. I preached about that. We don't put a new sign on come May of every year saying summer hours, 9 a.m. only. I'm glad that we don't go ahead and limit our Christianity to just 1 hour a week. I'm glad that we are in a place tonight that doesn't promote the world's music and the miniskirts and the short skirts and the Hollywood movies and the half-dressed men and women. We have a little island here called the Bible-Believing Local Baptist Church that lifts up Christ, where the Bible is preached without apology, where families can be raised and trained to do right, where good friends are introduced. I thank God for our church tonight. I thank God for the Faith Baptist Church, and I thank God for many churches of like faith that are still standing for the old-time religion, that are still standing for the old King James Bible, that are still standing for the good music. I don't know about you. I don't know about the new change, if you will, since pastor school at during offering. I love the music that's played. I love any special that stands behind the pulpit and sings a precious gospel song. I love the old hymns of the faith. And I'll just say this and reiterate it. We ain't changing from that kind of music. We ain't changing from this book. We ain't changing from the old time religion. So how do we overcome evil with good? Number one, and I'm moving right into it this evening, we must always denounce sin. That means always denounce sin. We ought to say no to sin. We ought to say no to the sinner's path. We ought to stay away from it. The Bible says in Romans 12:9, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor. That word abhor means to detest or shrink from that which is evil. Cleave or join to that which is good. We abhor from it. How do we go ahead and denounce sin? Stay away from it. Detest it. Detest the homosexuality. Detest the rock music. Detest the country music. Detest the illicit sex, the pornography. Say no to it. Don't join up with it. When you join to something, the Bible says cleave or join to that which is good. When you join with something, that means you hold on to it with dear life. You know what? When I got married, you know what? I took my right hand of my beautiful, precious wife, and I said, I ain't letting go of this dear, precious person that God put into my life. That is a precious. I joined together with her, and I'm a never letting go. I'm a never letting go of the old Bible. I'm a never letting go of the old time religion. I'm a never letting go of my beautiful wife and my beautiful family. I'm a never letting go of my marriage. Hey, I'm with my wife till death do we part. Whatever happened to that, by the way? Whatever happened till death do we part? Seems like whenever one little skirmish comes in the home, whenever one little situation comes in the home, hey, you know what? We're down at the courtroom saying, hey, I want to file for divorce. Whatever happened, hey, you know what? If you don't mean it, don't say it. If you don't mean them vows, don't you go ahead and say it. Don't you go ahead and say, hey, I'll be with you till death do we part, in sickness, in health, in poverty, as in wealth. Hey, I'll be with you, babe, until the end of time. Hey, what I'm trying to say, you know what? Hey, we need to denounce sin tonight. We need to denounce the devil who's in our homes tonight, who'd like to go ahead and destroy the marriages, and who'd like to go ahead and destroy our kids. Hey, we need to say no to sin tonight. Overcoming evil with good. How do we overcome the evil? We must say no to sin. We need to cleave onto that which is right. Cleave onto that which is good. How do we overcome evil with good? Always denounce sin. Say no to it. Detest it. Shy away from it. Don't get close to it. Don't even go to the edge of it. Hey, when it gets close to you, if someone offers sin to you, if someone offers drugs to you, if someone offers sex to you, hey, you know, the Bible says, consent thou not. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. You know what that means? Say no and run from it. Run from it. Hey, young person, you know what? The old devil would like to go ahead and steal your purity. The old devil sent some little gal up your way or some guy up your way to go ahead and snuggle up to you. And before you know it, you've lost your purity. Hey, you better run from that kind of crowd. You better run from that kind of movies. You better run from it. Hey, don't you go ahead and get near it. Don't you get near that kind of crowd there. Stay away from it. Denounce it. The Bible says in James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. How do we denounce sin? You know what? First of all, we need to submit ourselves to God. We need to go ahead and submit ourselves and kill our flesh daily. The Apostle Paul said, I die daily. You know what? He knew what his flesh was able to do. He knew if he went ahead and gave his flesh a little bit of an inch or anything, you know what? That old flesh, that old devil would go ahead and take a mile and destroy his life and destroy his ministry. Hey, what I'm trying to say, you know what? You want to go ahead and stay away from sin? You want to say no to sin tonight? Hey, you need to submit yourself to God. You know, the one that daily submits their life to God every single day. Hey, God, here am I, I'm yours. Here am I, Lord. You know what? Whatever you want to do with me today, whatever you want to use me today, however you want to use me today, Holy Spirit, you lead me and guide me. You know the one who daily submits their life to God every day? They're the ones that's not struggling with sin tonight. They're the ones that's not struggling with the booze bottle tonight. They're the ones that's not struggling with pornography tonight. They're the ones that's not struggling with sexual impropriety tonight. They're not the ones that's struggling with music tonight. Hey, the one that submits their life to God. By the way, you need to do it daily. Every single day, you know what? How often we go ahead and we kind of push God aside throughout the week. You know what? You can't live on weekend Christianity. You can't just go ahead and say, well, I'm here Sunday morning or just a Sunday night. Hey, you know what? You need more than that. Yes, you need to be under the preaching of the Word of God, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. You need to get under the preaching. You need to come with an open heart. You know what? When you come to church, come with an open heart. You know what? You know what? Church will change your life like it does mine if you just go ahead before, as on your way to church Sunday morning, say, God, I open my heart. You do something. You change me. You know, church doesn't have to be a drudgery. You know, so often families will go ahead and quit church because it's a drudgery. And oftentimes I'll ask them, why did it become a drudgery? Did you ever ask God to go ahead and do something in your life under the preaching of the Word of God as you go to church? A lot of them said, no. That's why it's a drudgery. That's why people, families will go ahead and move out of church. That's why families won't go ahead and stay faithful to church. That's why we're losing our kids, because we get sick and tired of it. It's because the drudgery. It's same old, same old. Hey, what I'm trying to say, hey, you know what? If we're going to go ahead and submit to God, you know what? You submit to God. Listen to me. You submit to God. The truth is, you won't have trouble with sin tonight. You won't have trouble falling by the wayside tonight. You won't have trouble with that rock music. You won't have trouble with sex. Hey, submit to God every single day. I'm not saying, listen, the flesh is always there to poke at you. Galatians chapter 5 talks about the spirit and the flesh. They war against each other. They're contrary to one another. But the truth of the matter is, every single day, you know, you need to feed the Spirit of God. How do you do it? Through the Word of God. How are you going to go ahead and stand against the wiles of the devil and the tricks of the devil? You've got to go ahead and get yourself some spiritual meat every day. You know what? And by the way, you know, we don't have preaching every Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning. You know what? You have got to take the responsibility yourself, and you got to get in the Word of God, and you got to say, okay, God, my life is yours to control. You do what you want with me today. God, control my eyes, control my thoughts, control my mouth, control what I listen to, control where I go. Hey, you know, you need to take some responsibility and say, okay, God, you do what you will with my life, submitting yourself to God. How do we denounce sin? You submit yourself to God. Christians say, I've tried to walk the walk, but it did not work. No, the truth of the matter is, they didn't give it their all, and they're not willing. Them Christians are not willing to say, okay, God, here I am. I'm going to lay myself out, so to speak, to you, and God, you do whatever you need to do. Hey, you know, that's why Christians fail. Christians say, well, I've tried that. I've done this. No, the truth of the matter is, they haven't tried it enough. They've not been willing. Oftentimes, they're not willing to go ahead and give themselves totally over to God. By the way, He deserves all of you. If we would submit all to Christ, He might just look down and say, boy, because He submitted to me, because that young lady, because that young man submitted to me, every single day they get up in prayer, every single day they walk with God. Boy, you can see them Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You can see that young teenage boy, that young teenage girl, they desire me, they desire to serve me, and they submit themselves to me every day in prayer, and they walk with God. That family, they're devoted to me. They're in church every single week. They lead by example. They read the Bible together. They pray, and you know what? When God goes ahead and sees a submitted family, when God goes ahead and sees a submitted Christian, when God goes ahead and sees a submitted teenager or a submitted child, it's then He might go ahead and say, because they're submitted to me, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and give them the desires of their heart. I think, you know what? Oftentimes we look and say, how come I don't have this? How come I don't have that? You know, the truth of the matter is, let me ask you a question. How are you living? Where are you in line with God? Where are you as far as your walk with God? Where are you? You know, the truth of the matter, we'll go ahead and we'll point, well, so-and-so has this, this, and this. Well, first of all, stop comparing to so-and-so, okay? But the truth of the matter is, we'll go ahead and sit there and wonder, why this happens? Why does this happen? Why can't I have this? Why can't I have that? Let me ask you a question. Where are you in line with God tonight? I mean, do you really denounce sin, or do you play with it? Do you kind of stay right on the line and so forth? Or do you walk so close? Well, I'm not in sin, but you walk so close that one little breath will knock you into it. Hey, you know what? We need to denounce sin. You want God's blessing upon your life? You submit to God, and he'll say, because of his submission, I'm going to give him the desires of his heart. If we're going to denounce sin, we must submit and give God every single ounce and fiber of our body. And when we do that, we'll be able to resist the devil. And you know, the Bible teaches he will flee. Eventually, you know, the devil, to that Christian who stands every day, stands strong, when the evil winds blow in their ear, they say, no, 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 they run from it. You know, eventually the devil's going to tire of you and they'll run off to somebody else. Hey, that's what God wants. God wants some soldiers tonight who put on the whole armor of God, who will not go ahead and quit on God, who will not go ahead and say, well, as I mentioned this morning, get to a point in their life where they get to a point of unbelief and they couldn't enter into the victorious Christian life or into the promised land. Hey, what we need is we need some soldiers tonight, some Christian soldiers tonight who be girded with the whole armor of God and latch that armor on good and tight. Because let me tell you something, you kind of put that armor, so to speak, on loose, the devil's going to find any little crevice to try to destroy you. Hey, what I'm saying, hey, you want to say no? You want to overcome sin tonight? Hey, you got to say no to it. You got to say no to some of them movies, a lot of them movies, most of the movies, 99% of them. You got to say no to your most of your primetime television. You got to say no to your the music. You know, you have trouble with music in your car, take this stupid radio out. Say, preacher, you know, I just have trouble with music. Okay, then, you know, get yourself a hammer or something and just take it out. You say, well, no, you know, no, it's all right. You know, is that radio worth hurting your Christian life? Is that radio that we can't control? You know what? I've had teenagers go ahead and tell me I'm going to have the black one again, amen? All right? It's black, I know, all right? You know, we can laugh tonight, amen? It's okay. It's okay. I got to breathe a minute anyways. All right. It's hot up here. Anybody too warm tonight? I'm not surprised to hear that one. Anyways, amen. Amen. No, that's all right. But I don't know where I was, but the truth of the matter is, you know, is that radio in your truck, in that car, or that vehicle of yours, is it really worth going ahead and keeping you from the blessing of God? You know, the truth of the matter, you know what? If we live a submitted life, you know, it might be good to take some of them little pet sins, them sins that we may think, well, it's not going to affect me. The truth of the matter is, you know what, it does eventually become a besetting sin, and it will eventually deter you from what God's planned for your life, and it will eventually grow and grow and grow and become bigger, that it weighs you down so much that you might eventually get to that point where, well, I don't know. I don't know if God's really real. I don't know about this. I don't know if I can keep on going, simply because of that one sin. Why don't you go ahead and submit that over to God tonight? You know, you have trouble with that radio. Hey, I mean it. Why don't you go ahead and do whatever you need to do? I'm not saying necessarily damage your dashboard, but pull it out and just get rid of it if you can't go ahead and deal with it. You have trouble with television? You have trouble with the shows that you know you ought not be watching? You have trouble with the sex scenes and all that? You know what? If you can't go ahead and control it, why don't you just take a hammer to it? And I mean it with that one. Amen. It's okay. If you cannot handle that TV and you know that your child is watching things they ought not be watching, and if it becomes a problem, you know, it might just be that you're going to have to tear that thing out of the wall and get rid of it. Amen. You know, is that TV, is Hollywood really worth losing your children over? Is it really worth it? You know, listen, you say, preacher, against TV? No, I'm not against TV. I have a couple of them. But the truth of the matter is, it ought not go ahead and control what you do for God. It ought not go ahead and control whether, you know, it ought not determine whether you come to church or not. Amen. It ought not determine whether you come to church or not. Some silly game that won't matter 5 minutes after the rapture, you know what I'm talking about, on a Sunday night once a year, ought not determine whether you show up to church on a Sunday night. Amen. You know, some other sport or some other movie or whatever ought not go ahead and determine whether you come to church or whether you serve God or whatever the case may be. Hey, what I'm trying to say, if you can't control that little itty-bitty situation that'll go ahead and dominate your life, that may end up destroying life, you may need to go ahead and get rid of it. And you say, well, I can't go ahead. Hey, why don't you turn it over to God tonight? Turn it over to God tonight. Hey, you know what? Eventually, you know what? You go ahead and you resist the devil. He's going to flee from you. You want to overcome the sin of rock music? You submit it to God. And you know what? You'll be able to resist the devil. You want to overcome drugs? You submit and you'll be able to resist the devil. You want to overcome booze? Submit and resist the devil. You want to overcome smoking? You can submit and you can resist the devil. Hey, you know, just say no. Denounce it. Denounce sin. How do we overcome evil with good? Say no to sin. If you don't want to be held captive by your besetting sin, say no to the devil and give it over to God and say yes to God Almighty. Boy, you know, it might be good that a whole revival of Christians would just get back to saying, okay, God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, God, I'll go ahead and do it. It might be good that we just go ahead and say yes to God again. Say no to that desperate housewives. Say no to American Idol. Say no to Beverly Hills 90210. Say no to General Hospital. Say no to Days of Our Lives. Say no to Conan O'Brien. Say no to David Letterman. Say no to Jay Leno. Hey, say no to TV time that steals, TV time that is rotten and wicked and that'll hurt your Christian life. And say no to any TV that steals your time with God. Amen. You want to make it as a Christian, you must denounce sin. Cleave to that which is good, the Bible says. That means join together. The Bible says in James 4:8a, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. So what is good? So what exactly is good? Things that draw you closer to God. You know, that's the good things. You know, what exactly is good? You know, the things that draw nigh to good. Okay, what are the good things? Well, church is good. Amen. Church attendance is good. Sunday morning preaching's good. Sunday night preaching's good. Wednesday night preaching is good. Sunday school is good. Serving God is good. Family time is good. Tithing is good. Praying to God is good. Singing godly music is good. Soul winning is good. Good Christian fellowship is good. The bus routes are good. Amen. The Bible is good. The reading of the Bible is good. Teaching a Sunday school class is good. You get busy joining together with them things. You get busy joining together with the old King James Bible and a bended knee at the altar and some prayer closet somewhere. You get busy on a Saturday bus route. You get busy on a soul winning time. You get busy in a Sunday school class. You get busy on a Sunday morning church service, Sunday night church service, a Wednesday night service, church service. Hey, you know what? That ain't bad. It's all good. Amen. Cleave to that which is good. You get so busy joining together the things that are good and holding on to that which is good, you won't have a whole lot of time to do much bad. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. Don't misunderstand that. But you know what? You get busy doing that which is good. You know what? You won't be thinking about all the other junk out there in the world. You know what? I'm not thinking about the world tonight. Are you? I hope not. I hope some of you young people, I hope nobody here tonight is sitting there daydreaming about what they would be doing if they weren't in church. Well, man, I hope the preacher gets over at 7:30 because 7:45 or 8 o'clock some TV show is on. Just for that, I'll go to 8 o'clock, 8:30, amen? Amen, it's okay. But how do we overcome evil with good? Hey, you be dependable in serving. You know, the Bible says in Romans 12:11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Show up and be prepared in the ministry. You know the ones that God uses tonight? The ones that showed up. You know the ones that God used this morning from starting at 7:30 or so this morning when activity started moving around here? You know the ones that God used this morning? The ones that showed up. You know the one that God used in that Sunday school class today, the Sunday school class teacher that showed up? You know who God used on that bus route today? The bus workers that showed up. Hey, you know what? The Bible, you know, you want to overcome evil with good? Be dependable in serving. Show up. Don't be lazy in that service for God. Do it wholeheartedly. You know, if you're not careful, you know what? If you're not careful, that ministry, boy, the devil do like to do everything to go ahead and throw cold water on it. You know, it's exciting at first. You know, I know what it's like, especially when you're teaching young people, and you sometimes sit there, and I've said it before, you wonder, are they really getting it? You know, I've been there. You know, man, I worked with teenagers many years, and sometimes I don't think they got it, man. I don't think they're getting it. And how often I'll get a handshake or a little note through the years, and even still say, you know what, past weeks, in other words, in not so many words, they say, you know, I got it. I got it. I never forgot that sermon you preached in a youth group. I never forgot that sermon you preached at a youth rally. I never forgot that sermon that you preached in a chapel. I never forgot that that counseling time or whatever. You know what? The truth of the matter is, you know, some of them blessings that I got to see wouldn't happen if I didn't show up, if I wasn't dependable. Hey, what I'm trying to say, you know what? We need to be, how can we overcome evil? Be dependable in serving. Show up. Don't be lazy in that service for God. Give that Sunday school class your whole heart. Give that bus route your whole heart. Give your wife your whole heart. Give your husband your whole heart. Realize the influence that you have. Be fervent in spirit. Fervent literally means to glow or to be hot. Your spirit ought to be glowing. And boy, you ought to have a spirit that's contagious. Amen. Well, you know, somebody ought to see there's a jump in your step. There's a spring in your step. There ought to be a glow about you. You know why? Because Jesus is living inside you. The Holy Spirit's living inside you. Hey, you ought to get excited about your salvation again. Get excited about that ministry that the preacher gave you, that God led you to go ahead and take. Get excited about that bus ride again. Hey, be fervent in spirit. Hey, have a spirit that's contagious. Amen. You know what? You get a spirit that's contagious. People figure it out. People see, you know, you ought to go to work tomorrow with that smile. Oh, instead of, oh, we at work. Oh, punch. All right. You know what? Let me tell you something. That's not a very good testimony. Amen? You know, why don't you go tomorrow? Number one, if you go already walked, already prayed up, already walking with God, you know what? You'll go to that job a whole different spirit. I promise you that. But the truth of the matter is, you know, you get there. Say, you punch in, and you know, from time to time, you ought to go to that boss, and how often I did, and some people say, well, you're brown-nosing, and whatever, but the truth, man, how often I went to my boss, and once in a while, I'd go ahead and write him a little note, just leave it on his desk, and walk away when he's not there, say, thank you for my job. You know what? And the truth of the matter is, I'd go and I talked about the workers that saw me. You know, I had a spring in my step. I was excited about what God was doing and so forth. And when they go ahead and mock me and make fun of me, they thank me after I had a privilege of leading some of these men to the Lord. You know what? You never went ahead and gave up. You know, we'd go ahead and mock you. We'd laugh at you because you'd read your Bible on break and so forth, and you'd pray, and you'd be over here doing your thing and so forth, but you never went ahead and wavered in your testimony. You know what? You know what? I strive for a contagious spirit, and I know it's hard sometimes. I know it can be very, very difficult, boy, especially when the battles come and when troubles come and when heartaches come and when illness and different things strikes, but the truth of the matter is we ought to be fervent in spirit. Don't you let that battle that you're going through, go ahead, determine whether you're going to live for God or not. Don't you let that battle that you may face down the road, you may not even be going through it right now, but don't you let that battle that you may face down the road, you know how often I've seen people go ahead and say, well, I'm going through this preacher, I need to give up my Sunday school class. You know, the truth of the matter is, that Sunday school class is just what you need to help get through it. That bus route is just what you need. And how often I've had people say, well, I can't do this right now because of this or this or money or whatever the situation and so forth. And the truth of the matter is they give up the very things that they need to sustain them to get them through the battle. Hey, be fervent in spirit. Have a spirit that's glowing, if you will. Be hot. Be excited. Give your all to that class and raising your family and reading your Bible. Hey, serve God with your time. Take time to witness and win the lost to Christ. Realize that there's a lost and dying world going to hell. You know, I'm talking about overcoming evil with good this evening. Realize there's a lost that's dying going to hell. Boy, you ought to carry tracts with you everywhere you go and pass them out along the way. You say, well, I can't speak. That's okay. You ought to, first of all, you ought to consider learning how to talk to people about the Lord. But if you can't go ahead and do that, you go ahead and you pass a tract out. Hey, you know what? Some guy from Turkey wouldn't have gone ahead and got a little gospel seed had it not been for someone who didn't have a tract on them tonight. Amen. We ought to make it a habit to carry tracts with you everywhere you go. Hey, you realize there's a loss. Serve God with your talent. Everyone here can do something for God. You say, well, I can't go ahead and sing in the choir. That's okay. But find out what you can do for God and use it for God. By the way, who gave you that talent? Who gave you that speaking ability? Who gave you that, whatever the case may be? You know, it was God that gave it to you. Now, why don't you go ahead and turn around and give it for God? Give it to God. Yeah, I got thinking about all the so-called good singers out there in the music industry today. The world has all their good singers. And the truth of the matter is, they probably have some good voices. Could you imagine how this world could be shaken up for Christ if they'd go ahead and get their heart right and get saved and a changed life and take that beautiful singing voice and use it for God? You realize what could be done in America tonight? You realize what could be done in this world tonight if we saw a revival of people getting saved and taking the talents? And by the way, they may not understand that while their singing ability came from God. The truth of the matter is, you know what, it did. It doesn't matter whether they're living in the world, whether it's a sinner tonight, whether it's a Christian, all of our talents was God given to you. If you can speak eloquently tonight, you know what, God gave it to you. And it might be that God gave you that eloquent speaking ability, if you will, to go ahead and teach a class, to go ahead and sing on a bus or whatever the case may be, to go ahead and sing in the choir. Hey, serve God with your time. Serve God with your time in going to church. Time in serving. Have an I can Christianity, because we, you know what, have a Christianity, you know, the kind of Christianity that says, I can make it. I can do all things. I don't have to live here in the mully grubs, and I can go ahead and do all things. I can serve God. You know why you can have an I can Christianity? Because we have an I can God, amen? We have a kind of God that says, you can do it. You have a kind of God that, as I said this morning, that doesn't laugh at you when you go through your trials. Look at what they know. You know, he said, he's up there. He gave you his spirit to go ahead and prompt you, to go ahead and get excited, to go ahead and get going. But the truth of the matter is, we've gone ahead and we've taken water, and we've gone ahead and we've spilled it upon the Holy Spirit. What I'm saying, get excited about your Christianity. Yeah, have an I can Christianity. Get excited about that bus route. Hey, serve God with your time. Serve God with your talent. Hey, give a kind word to someone who needs it. Amen. You know, all of us can do that. There's not one person here tonight that can't use our tongue for lifting and building people up. Amen. You know what? When you see someone off to the side, or some child off to the side, some teenager off to the side, you know, they're the ones, and they maybe look a little down, their countenance may be a little down. You know, they're the ones I go after. You know what? And by the way, you may be with your little gang over here, or your little cliques. And by the way, if you're so clicky that you can't pay attention to the one that's hurting, the one that has a low countenance, if you're so clicky, you know what? You might need to go ahead and change some things in your life. The truth of the matter is, we ought not be the kind of church that has our own little cliques and nobody else can come in and be a part of you. Hey, we ought to be a church that's open and loves every single one of our parishioners here tonight. Don't you get in your little world here, and well, you got to almost have requirements to go ahead and be in your little gang. That's not right. You know what? God never put any requirements on us to be part of his world. All we had to do was just open our heart and say, God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Save me. And you know what? We're a Christian. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. You know what? You know, that young person, that boy, that girl, that teenager, that family that may feel a little bit downcast, you know, it might be good to use our tongue to go ahead and build them up and lift them up. Might be good to go ahead and go by a person who you know is hurting, spend a little time with them, maybe take them out for a cup of coffee, maybe take their family out to eat or do something and invite them over. You know, it might be just what they need to go ahead and get excited. It might be just that they need a little bit of love from the brethren. Hey, you know what? Instead of using your word to hurt, your tongue to hurt people, why don't you use it to build up people? Well, you know, critical people, I have a hard time with them. I love them. I was thinking today of a time, you know, I almost illustrated it this morning, but I didn't have time. But, you know, I remember picking up this, I was riding to church, rather, picking up this guy for work in Chicago, college student, fine Christian man. Every once in a while, me and another friend of mine would have to pick him up to take him to his job site in Chicago. He worked right around the corner there. Every so often, we have to, but I knew that when he got in the car, he would just start getting critical and just be down about everything. It's like, man, are you happy? I mean, you know, it's just, you know, and he was saying, you know, he had a sincere heart, but the truth of the matter, you know, this and this and blah, 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 blah. The truth of the matter is, I said, you know what? This is hurting my spirit, man. You know, and eventually, and I heard this from Brother Howes. I said, you know what? I'm going to control the conversation. We had a 45-minute drive to Chicago from the place we picked him up. I'm going to control this conversation. I took out a 3x5 card before the day that I knew him, the time I picked him up. And I wrote down questions of things I'm going to go ahead and ask him. I controlled the conversation. And you know, I never heard one bit of negativity on the way in. You know, it might be good. Now, I don't want to hear it. You know, the truth, and sometimes it comes by my way, and certain situations come by my way, and I've got to take it on different things. But the truth of the matter is, we ought not be guilty of using our tongue to destroy people. Amen. We ought to be in the ministry of building people up. Give a smile to one who needs it. Lend a helping hand to one who needs it. We ought to be looking for the ones who has a need, as I mentioned before. Take that talent and give it to God and use it for the Lord. You have an ability to speak, use it for the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the ability to teach a class. You have the ability to work with your hands. Come and improve the house of God, amen? Boy, you got some time on your hands and you want to use it for God, come and use it to improve the house of God. You have the ability to sing, sing. You know, so many people have told me, boy, preacher, you could go ahead and sing. No. You know, I can't even, I don't want to get in that. But the truth of the matter is, if God's given you a voice to sing, sing. If God's given you a voice to go ahead and you know you could be up in this choir, you ought to use it for the Lord. Hey, sing. Serve God. And then number three, how do we overcome evil with good? And I'm through with this. I'm on my last page, all right? We'll see how long it goes here. Continue dedication of self. That means every single day, die daily. Every single day, die daily. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, how do we present our bodies a living sacrifice? You know what? You ask God every single day, and I alluded to it a moment ago. God, you control my mind. You control my thoughts. You control my tongue. You control my eyes. Control my heart. Control my ears. Control my feet. Control my hands. Control where I go. God, I want to give all to you. You know, you overcome evil with good every single day, as I mentioned a little bit, but going at it a little bit different angle here, you give yourself to God. You know what? Our failure to go ahead and walk with God is an entry for the world to come in and go ahead and destroy. To go ahead and destroy all that God has for you. You know, unfortunately, we have so many Christians today that are sickly. You know why? Because we're living on 1 hour a week, maybe a Sunday morning. And the truth of the matter is, we don't acknowledge God throughout the week. We don't go ahead and spend time, 10, 15, 20 minutes in His Word. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? And it's no wonder why some fall by the wayside, simply because we're sickly. And you know, we got to go ahead and start feasting upon this unsearchable riches of God again. If you're going to go ahead and be the kind of Christian leader that you ought to be, and be the kind of Christian example that you ought to be to our young people, you know what? If you're going to go ahead and make it, be a successful teacher in the eyes of God, be a successful ministry worker in the eyes of God, be a successful parent in the eyes of God, you're not going to be able to make it without feasting upon the riches of God, upon His Word. You know, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Give God everything. He wants all from us. He deserves it. Why would we want to give Him less than our best? He never did that for us. He gave His best for us. Why wouldn't we want to give Him the best of our time, the best of our talents? Why do we want to listen to that which grieves Him? Why do we want to watch that would grieve Him? Why do we continually dedicate our life to Him? Read the Bible every single day. Let it guide your life. The Bible says, Psalm 119, 11, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. You struggling with some area of sin, you having trouble succumbing, if you will, to evil, you know what? You hide the word of God in your heart. This word will chart your course. The Bible will chart your course. You know what? We cannot live sinless, one word. But if we go ahead and live within this book, we can live sinless. We can sin less, two words. If we go ahead and we live in this book, let me say that again, we can never, this side of heaven, live sinless. That's one word. But if we allow this book right here to chart our course, if we allow the Holy Spirit of God to go ahead and lead and guide us, we will sin less, two words. But we've got to go ahead and we've got to walk with God. Dedicate your life. Read the Word of God. Pray. Give your all to Him. It'll always be worth it. We live in a very wicked society, as I mentioned. Well, it seems like evil is all around us. How are we going to overcome evil with good? We got to say no to sin. Just say no to it. Don't even get close to it. We must dedicate our life to God every single day. Don't hang with sin. Don't hang with those who do it. Be dependable in your service. Get busy for God. Show up and make a difference. I said last week, or the last couple weeks, I've been kind of preaching and teaching about our young people, the next generation. That's what it's going to take to save this great country. If we're going to see a revival in America, we've got to be busy reaching the next generation. Because of the sin of unbelief, as I mentioned this morning, the sin of unbelief, the children of Israel went ahead. They wandered the wilderness 40 more years. They got one bad report. Two men, and I'm kind of reviewing here, two men went ahead and said, yeah, we can go ahead and go into the promised land. We can go ahead and defeat them giants. But 10 men said, it can't be done. They listened to them, 10 men. They rebelled against God and God's man. And as a result, they wandered the wilderness for another 40 years, and a whole generation was lost. And the truth of the matter is, listen to me, the truth of the matter is, if we're going to go ahead and see this great nation saved, which I long to see it, I long to see a revival in this great nation. Now, we need to take some of the things we heard this morning. We need to take some of the things we heard tonight. We need to learn to overcome evil. We should avoid it. We should just walk by it. We shouldn't even get close to it. We need to say no to it. And every day, we just need to go ahead and be busy serving God and giving ourselves to the Lord. You know the happiest families tonight? They're the ones that are here. They're the ones that throughout the week, they will acknowledge God throughout the week. They're the ones that are praying together and reading the Bible together. You know the happiest Christians tonight, they're the ones that tomorrow morning they're going to acknowledge God before they go to work. You know the Christian that's going to go ahead and make it, they're the ones that every single day they submit themselves to God and say, okay, God, you control my thoughts, my heart, you control what I say, what I hear, what I listen to. Them are the happy Christians, and they're the ones that ultimately make it. But if we're going to go ahead and make it, we've got to get in the old book again. Our Heavenly Father, sure to love you, Lord. Very simple, I know, very simple, practical, but I gave my heart the very best way I could tonight, Lord. You know, I'm a little weary. It's been a busy period here, Lord, and I thank God for it. I thank God for the results of all that's been going on these last several weeks. God, it's been so tremendous to see you work. Man, it's been awesome. And God, as we walk into another busy week of VBS, I pray, dear God, that there'd be a group of Christians here tonight. I'm talking about boys and girls and teenagers and families that'll decide, you know what, God, I want to live right. For me to be used effectively this week and for me to allow you to speak to me this week, there's some things I got to deal with in my life. God, I pray, dear God, that whatever needs to be done, I pray maybe for that Christian who is struggling with sin tonight. They're battling sin tonight, and they're not really saying no to it. They're just kind of entertaining it, and it's slowly taking them downward. I pray, dear God, tonight that before it destroys them literally, I pray, dear God, they'll denounce it and get right. I pray, God, for whatever needs to be dealt with tonight at the altar. I pray, Lord, I think again of this busy week VBS coming up. I pray, Lord, your mighty hand would go ahead and work mightily in hearts. Use all the workers mightily. May we be submitted to your cause this week and not be sidetracked. Pray, Lord, you'd bless. Heads about. And I'd ask to be praying about everything that's going on. Pray that everything comes right together and be praying for souls. And I'm looking forward to this week. It's going to be a treat. It's going to be exciting. And again, I want to say thank you for our guests from Indiana. Thank you, brother, for coming tonight. Make sure you greet them. They're here this morning as well. And make sure before they sneak out of here, you greet them and get to know them. And they're from First Baptist Church Hammond. And it's good to have you passing through, have family in the area on vacation and so forth. Brother Rogers, would you come up here and close in prayer? Amen. Today. He knows I'm kidding.
I don't move as fast as I used to. Let's Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everything that's been said, done, and Father, for your people. Thank you for this precious, precious people. Lord, for this body that you've sanctified, saved believers that you have called to worship at this place, Lord. Thank you for our Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can meet this week. We pray and look forward to the coming week with excitement. Father, we're praying for a great harvest of souls, and only to glorify you, Lord. And we thank you for all things. Give everybody safety driving home and safety coming back as we gather again tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.